last day of technology together. I've been delighted to have the opportunity to greet you each afternoon at 3 o'clock. It's my wish that you've all gotten hope and help from these sessions and stretched your minds and believe in yourself that you can go beyond what you previously thought. Today, we're privileged to have a terrific panel consisting of our very own lead host, Michael Loft, who knows everything there is to know about everything, or mostly, and he's from Indiana. Curtis Chong from Colorado, who brilliantly spoke to us about beginning basics on the iPhone. And Jerry Marino is from North Carolina, who uses his Amazon products more than anybody I know and knows everything about food products on every Amazon product that there is. Hmm. And me, Jenny Degenshine from New Jersey, who just wants you to get comfortable with the valuable ways that technology can assist your life. So this session will consist of several aspects of Alexa demos and discussions.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Oh, be quiet, you. And after the demo portion, I hope you can share some of the skills that you use with Alexa. Please keep yourself muted during the presentation, except for I can't do that, so the Zoom room won't hear all those A-ladies going off. Sit back, relax, and get ready to have a fun-filled session together. Now, the other day, there was a question regarding the Google Assistant and Amazon Alexa. So Michael is going to address that now for you, Google Assistant versus Amazon Alexa. Michael, you have the floor.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, because someone did mention that they have the Google Home device. So that's certainly one option other than using Lady A, as I'm going to call her, so we don't activate them. So I find that the Google device, you activate it by saying, "Hey, Google, what time is it?"
It's 2:02 p.m.
So she's listening. When will it snow?
Although there's no chance of snow in Owensville today, there's a moderate chance of snow on Monday from about 10 p.m. until Tuesday at about 3 a.m.
Thank you. So what I find with Google is it seems to do better when I'm asking informational type questions, although I have to say that Amazon has improved quite a bit. And one thing to know is these technologies are always changing. What works today might be different from what it did yesterday or tomorrow, but there's a lot of common commands. So I'm going to let really others talk about what they do or what they find they use the most. I can tell you, so I use Google like just asking general questions, and it's a mm-hmm. lot faster than, you know, having to go to google.com and look up something and look through all the ads. Sometimes I just get enough of an answer that I can, you know, it tells me what I need to know. And, mm-hmm. but, so we could talk specifics, but I know the bulk of the conversation is Amazon. So we'll talk about that and circle back if there are others who are using
the
Google.
That's fine. That's right, great. So. And just so you know, you can download the Google Assistant. It's an app. It's free. You don't have to have Google Assistant home in your home. And you can utilize it on your iPhone if you choose. So any panelist, Jerry, Curtis, or Michael, I thought maybe we'd start by talking about some of the skills that we use. And they may be different or the same as others. So who would like the floor first? Don't all jump at once.
I can tell you the most often Curtis. Used command with the A lady.
Is it stop?
Yep. But without getting into the nitty-gritty technical details, let me say, first of all, that one of the things I think that we do a lot with the Amazon stuff that we have is not shopping, but listening. We bring up radio stations. We bring up podcasts. Mm-hmm. We MSNBC and CNN both have audio feeds that come through, I think, both Google Play and the Amazon. And so after a while, you get into the regular habit of the stations you like, the ones you ask to play. And most of these stations come out through iHeartRadio, which is free, or TuneIn. And the price you pay for freedom, or for free, or no cost, is that they've both gotten wise, and pretty now every time you start a station from one of those, you're going to get commercials that are local to where the A-lady thinks you are. You know, so in Colorado, I get Colorado commercials in addition to the commercials I get on the radio stations I listen to. And that can get quite a bit frustrating at times. But, hey, you know, I don't want to pay a nickel here and a nickel there to get all this kind of stuff. So for us, it's the radio stations and the audio feeds, podcasts, and there's a thing that the Echo has called the Flash Briefing, which I've set up mine so that I get NPR, Hourly News, and the BBC. Mm-hmm. And I will comment that the contrast between American news feeds versus European or other news feeds is drama. American media loves to dramatize every news story you get, whereas the other guys just sort of whatever. So that's what I do with mine for the most part. And then I ask dumb questions like, what's the weather tomorrow? Or how much snow did we get? Or whatever. And that's pretty much it for what I do. Okay. Besides saying stop.
And Janie, what I like is music, mm-hmm. sports. I have my Sirius attached. The sync, I think the proper word is sync to the A-Lady. Mm-hmm. I love to just, you know, ask a question, especially when we're watching television. What did he say? And I would say, A-Lady, what is this? Or something like that. But music, I really love that. And it as you can tell from my, I have two dots stereoed together, paired with a subwoofer. Woof. Mm-hmm. And I like that. You know, and you ask questions and play Jeopardy and you can mm-hmm. listen to the presidential release. It's coming up on Monday, I think, is it? You can just ask the Nation's Blind to play that. So many different things. Janie, you like Stream Player, right?
I love Stream Player. And that's another streaming service, of course. And it's got probably 70 channels. Most of them are in Europe and things like that. But they play old-time game shows, which some of you can also get on your Buzzer. You know, your Comcast or Buzzer TV. Yeah. So that's what you do. You say, open Stream Player, and she'll do that. And then you say, play Buzzer TV, and they'll do that. And it's all the old-time game shows, you know, the Double Dare with Alex Trebek and Let's Talk About, if you don't know that one, that's a fun one. With Gene Rayburn, what's that
Match
called?
Match Game.
That's good.
Match
and,
Game.
And Concentration with Alex Trebek as well. All kind of old fun.
How much does it cost?
It's F-R-E-E-R. My famous four-letter word that starts with F. F-R-E-E free. There you go.
You get QVC too if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the things that I like about the plethora of dots you can get is you can get one with a screen. So when I put I have a 10-inch Echo Show and launch Stream Player, my wife could actually see it like a little television set.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they have that 10-inch, 8-inch, and 5-inch screen, and they have the different size dots and things like that. But the one that I like, it's a little plug-in. All it does is plug in. It's called a Flex. So if you have a garage and you just, you know, you want to put a dot in there, but you don't, it costs like about $15, $20, just plug it in. It sounds like an old transistor radio, and it works just like a dot. So if you have one thing that you could do, which we do here, is we make announcements. So if I make an announcement, it'll go all over. So if you're in the garage, it'll say, Jerry, wake up. Come on, go inside and eat or whatever. But so many things you could do.
Absolutely. And you know that I bet you play, are you smarter than a second grader, right, Jer?
No, I played it once and I lost, so I don't play it.
Well, I want to share with you that not only can you get Newsline on there. I don't know if you said this, Jerry, because my voice was speaking on my phone as well. Did you talk about the presidential release?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you know how to activate it on your Alexa without saying the name? Have you used it?
Yeah.
What do you say? Open National Federation of the Blind presidential release. That's what I have to say now. I never had to say that before. That's why I asked you. I used to have to say.
The last time I did it was Ask the Nation's Blind to play the presidential release, and it just started coming on.
Well, you can do that. I mean, I used to just say, "Hey, lady, play presidential release podcast," and it would always come up. Today, it gave me retrograde music. I did it on both places, and I'm like, "What?" So anyway, play National Federation of the Blind presidential release. It'll give you the current one, which is really wonderful. Did you know that you can whisper, have a whisper mode? So I do that in the at night. I wake up, I have to go to the bathroom. You know, seniors have to get up and go to the bathroom all the time. And I want to know how much time I have left to sleep. And I say, what time is it? And she'll answer, it's 2:37.
Time to talk louder.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's funny. It's interesting, especially when we lost electricity. And I said, hey, lady, what time is it? Silence. And that brought me back to something from the other day when it was during the mobility where, you know, you should use your cane and learn how to use it. And if you're using a GPS and you're relying on that, what happens when your battery runs out? Or for those that use guide dogs, God forbid something happens, you should know how to use your cane. So we rely on that a lot. But I'm sorry, but I must have about 10 or 11 different devices in the house. So I'm strange.
Well, we knew that before you got the devices. But anyway, did you know you can change the name and you can also change the voice? And there's multiple choices now. So let me see if I can activate mine. So if you would put yourselves on mute, that might help. So we don't hear everybody's going off. Let's see. Here's my Alexa. Alexa, raise the volume to 8.
Alexa.
Somebody's just went off.
Turn volume 5.
Alexa, change your voice.
I have a few voices to choose from.
Alexa, turn off.
Start with three you might like.
I will leave things.
Here's the first one.
Yes.
The current U.S. flag was designed by a 17-year-old as a part of a school project.
Wow.
Would you like to choose that one or hear another?
Let's hear another.
Here is the second one. The kiwi is the only bird in the world with nostrils on the tip of its beak. Would you like to choose that one or hear another?
Let's hear another one.
Here is the third one.
Koalas have fingerprints, and they're very similar to a human's.
Would you like to choose that one or hear another?
Let's hear another one.
Here is the fourth one. Around 100 million cups of tea are enjoyed in the UK every day. Would you like to choose that one or hear another?
Let's hear one more.
Here is the fifth one.
I hear there are more chickens in England than there are people. Blimey. Yeah.
Would you like to choose that one or hear another?
No.
Sorry, I did not get that. Would you like to choose
that Alexa one or off? Hear Good. Okay, did everybody hear that?
Sorry, I did not get that.
I know you didn't.
Choose that one or hear more?
Yeah, Alexa, stop. Yeah. That's a good command.
Okay. So, Janie, how many names can you? I know you use A.
I went up to about 8 down the basement when I was doing it, when I was riding my bike at 1 o'clock when Shelley was talking. I listened to the thing and I did a couple of tests down there. And I got about 8. There's some that's on
how much do they cost?
FREE free.
Now you
and
know
you can you also could change the names, of course. You know, you can call it Amazon. I mean, Alexa, you can call it computer. You can call it Echo. You can call it Ziggy. So I want to share this funny story with you. I don't know if I did this on this call or not, but my grandkids know how to work with Alexa because we do a lot of fun games on there, like Magic Door. And if you've ever read the stories, Choose Your Own Adventure series, which is a great series for kids, probably in the ages of 8 to 10. You read a page or two or three, and then it'll say, would you like to go into the forest? Turn to page 46. Or would you rather go to the beach? Turn to page 48. And then the story continues, and it goes that way through the whole book. So every time you read the book, it's a different pattern. They have a story like that in The Magic Door, and there's a bunch of different ways you can travel, and you have to find keys. It's a free story with the kids if your kids have good attention span, and that's kind of fun. But anyway, what were they? Oh, the story. So my grandson comes in, and he's playing in my room, and I didn't pay attention. And they leave. He was 4, and I said to my thing, "Hey, lady, what's the time?" Nothing. Like, oh my gosh, he broke my, hey lady, what's the weather? Nothing. Oh my goodness. And all of a sudden I said, wait a minute. Hey Ziggy, what's the time? And it answered. I went, that dog, he changed my name to Ziggy. So it was not broken.
And you anyway. Know that you could actually purchase a voice if you want, Samuel Jackson.
Oh yes.
You know, and would you like me to demonstrate?
Sure.
And you have to be careful. You should use the explicit filter.
Oh, yes, please.
Alexa, ask Samuel Jackson to tell me a joke.
Uh-oh.
Did you know that I once beat a snake in a fist fight? I have a slight advantage considering I actually have fists.
Did you hear it?
It's a little soft, but I heard it.
Alexa, volume 8. Alexa, volume 8. Alexa, ask Samuel Jackson to tell me the weather.
All right, let's see. The current weather is 48 degrees Fahrenheit with clear skies and sun. Today, you can expect mostly sunny weather with a high of 48 degrees and a low of 30 degrees.
So, Jerry, degrees. When you did that, my Alexa went off and said, Samuel Jackson is no longer available for purchase.
Oh.
So there you go. Anyway, I'd like to ask Michael some of his favorites.
Okay.
He hasn't gone yet.
One of my number one favorites for both Lady A and Google is to spell a word. Oh, God, it's the best spell checker you could ever have. Because I don't know if it could spell engine chain, but but that's a great use, you know. I'm not sure how to spell something, and it'll spell it out for me. So I use that a lot. Networks on both devices. As I think I said earlier, I find Amazon's better for weather, especially if you want to know if it's going to rain. If you got to walk a couple blocks in the store and you'd rather avoid the rain if possible, it'll tell you when it's going to start and when it's going to stop. And that's something we find, you know, Google does weather, but I notice Google keeps changing, whereas Lady A usually is pretty accurate. It'll say it's going to rain in 10 minutes and it'll stop in 15 minutes, you know, so that's mm-hmm. very helpful. Let's see. I did want to mention Curtis talked about podcasts and so forth. Now, you know, you can do, I know this works with Google, and I'm pretty sure it does, Amazon does as well. You can say, go forward 5 minutes, or maybe you missed what Mark Riccobono said. You can say, go back 60 seconds, or so it can replay it, fast forward and rewind. Those are very helpful. And even maybe it starts a podcast. You know, I've already heard that, and you can say, play the next episode, or play the previous episode, or play November 23rd. And, the thing I like when it does news stories, it has some really high quality voices. I mean, they really sound human. And that's one of the things that's we're getting ready to see a big explosion in 2023 is much more human sounding voices. And so I think that's great for us. Hopefully they'll come to our screen readers at some point. So they'll sound less robotic, but that I really like. Yeah, there's so many. I mentioned books because we were talking earlier about someone was talking about nursing books. And so you could get there's a service called Audible and owned by the same company, Amazon. And so you can get books on there and listen to those on any possible subject that you're interested. Of course, they're, you know, read by very professional narrators. And so that's a. For some folks, it's a paid service. You're going to pay a little bit for that. But sometimes it's great to get information that you're just not going to get for free through the BARD system. So, man, I'm trying to think. It does so much. It really does. Also, let me mention TV, managing your TV. You can, if you have one, like, there's different types, and we should talk about that. But there's one called a Fire Stick that you hook up to your television set. And then you can watch shows through it, or say, you know, play the recent episode of Chicago Fire or something, you know what I mean? And it helps if you know the season numbered episode, but you play season 15, episode 5, for example, and it'll go do that. And Google does that as well, because Google's integrated with YouTube. So you can say, play Janie's graduation on YouTube or something, you know, and if it's there, it'll bring it up and automatically switch your TV over to do it. So that's one of the powers that a lot of people, I think, don't realize. And we should also talk about, you can get smart plugs and lights. And so I've got a smart plug. Oh, we got someone going there. so I can tell it to turn on and off the lamp. And this one, I didn't know it actually has like a motion detection. So it kind of freaked me out at first because it just did it when I walked past. And so I realized that's hidden. And actually one of the new ones, I guess there's 5 different generations of these Amazon Dots, but the 4th and 5th one, they can actually be like a repeater for your Wi-Fi. So say if you have a big house, you can get it configured so that it can actually.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's not as fast, but it's a lot faster than not having it at all. I think it'll go up to 100 meg. So that's kind of a cool feature.
Have you made any routines?
No, I haven't messed with routines. So if you've done that, you could talk about that, yeah. I suppose. But
I'll say, Alexa, what's up?
I'm feeling undecided. The time is 3:21 p.m. Super Bowl. The current weather is 49 degrees Fahrenheit with clear skies and sun. Today, you can look for mostly sunny weather, with a high of 49 degrees and a low of 30 degrees.
So you know, you can make it with that the lamp on and off. You could say good night and it'll shut the lamp, or you can say, you know, make it good morning, and it'll tell you the time, tell you the weather. Then you could also hook up whatever news service you like. So those are things that you could do with the routine.
Mm-hmm. So this is Curtis, and one of the things that I like about the Echo is the fact you can also use it as a very simplified dictionary. So you can say, define the word, and you tell her what word you're interested in, and she will rattle off what I think of as a very, very basic definition. But sometimes you want to use a big word and you want to sound impressive, but you're not sure if the big word is quite the one you want, so you want to verify. And so you can just ask her to do that. Now, one of the things, I live in a 55-plus community, and a lot of people in Colorado, our radio reading service is giving away dots in lieu of providing a receiver to people. And so everybody gets all excited about, oh, I can get on the radio reading system, la, 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 la. But I think that one of the things those of us who are already steeped in the Echo technology, need to point out to people is there are two things that you must have or none of this fun stuff is going to work for you, right? Mm-hmm. And they are, number one, you have to be on the internet one way or the other. But that's not enough. You also have to have wireless or what's, for want of a better word, Wi-Fi working at your house. And so those are the two things that if you don't have both of those, nothing else after that is going to work. And this some people find very frustrating. And the last thing I want to point out is you realize everybody who is on here talking about this are people who are very comfortable, I won't say smart, with their technology. And so setting up the initial setup for us might have been a little frustrating, but it wasn't really that bad. So if you're the kind of person who just doesn't get on well with technology and things frustrate you, you need to find somebody in your area who will work with you to get the wonderful, smart Amazon technology integrated with your thing at home using what you are. You know, I am so frustrated whenever I get a message from her that says, consult with your Alexa app, because I don't like using the Alexa app. If I have to use it, I will, but I would prefer not to. But sometimes you ask her a question and she says, consult your Alexa app. And, you know, a lot of people are going to look at that and go, what is that? So be aware that the initial setup takes a bit of work and contacts and stuff. But once it's going, it's really great until it's not. And I've had the thing go, boop, I don't understand that. How many times have we heard that? Because something went wrong with your internet or, you know, something like that. So be aware, right? Those are the issues beneath all of this wonderful stuff. But boy, when it does work, you get lazy.
One of the things that I would advise is if you purchase a device from Amazon using their website, there's a checkbox that says link to my account. And then this way, when you do it, it's already listed. I could order a dot today and it will already be in my Alexa app on my iPhone. And the other thing, unfortunately, I learned, which is not off subject, I learned what a MAC address was because I live in a community where I had to put a MAC address in. So if you live in a community, you have a community internet and it says not recognizing, that could be it, because you need to tell your individual Wi-Fi network what the MAC address is.
So the bottom line is it's great when you have it all hooked up, but until then, get help probably. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I should point out, unfortunately, the actual Amazon app is becoming less accessible or getting more difficult. So unfortunately, the people programming it are not doing a great job. I'm like Curtis. I don't go in there unless I have to, and I'm finding that it's getting worse. And I hope that's not going to impede people from getting it set up. Setup's usually pretty simple as long as you have a little bit of savvy and just follow the prompts on your phone. But it's getting harder. The app is getting worse. And
so that right, troubles me. You're absolutely correct about that. And it's frustrating as heck. I will say that there are two things my wife has told me we will absolutely not get. One of them is the Amazon Studio because it doesn't match our furniture. And number two is there is a version of the Echo Show, which when you say the A-Lady's name, the thing rotates to look at you.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm not going to get that. That is absolutely not going to happen. Right.
I think the model number is 1984.
Right. I think so. But Amazon does have an accessibility hotline. You know that, right?
Yes.
And they've been very helpful. Like if I found out, for example, my Generation 1 Echo, I like Conyers Old Time Radio. It's a great station on TuneIn if you want to hear the Lone Ranger every night or if you want to listen to Gunsmoke or stuff like that. But on Generation 1, when I say, play Conyers Old Time Radio, she'll say, playing Conyers Old Time Radio, and then nothing happens. It's completely silent. When I say
silent movie. Oh, no.
Well, no, you get nothing because you'll say, what, you know, there's a question you can ask her, what is this, right? You say, so, hey, lady, what is this? And she'll tell you what station you're playing, or if you're listening to like Pandora or something, she'll tell you the name of the song and the artist and all that good stuff. But when she says playing Conyers Old Time Radio, and then you say, what is this? She'll say, nothing's happening. You know, there's no activity. Nothing's being played right now. So I don't understand what's going on with the first generation Echo, but on my second and fourth generation Echoes, I like the big ones because the audio quality is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I don't want to spend money on a subwoofer and all that. I'm too cheap. But the second generation, fourth generation, after I reported a bug, oh, that's the other thing. I had to work with Amazon a lot to report and fix a few quirks, you know, that happen with the A-Lady. And if you get the right customer support person, which you can get more quickly through the accessibility hotline, they will work with you and will at least open up a case, and then eventually it'll get fixed, but you'll never know it's fixed until you try. So just be aware. That's another thing that can happen, but it's great. And one big thing is if you're reading books with it, you can say talk faster, you know, if you're into speed reading and stuff. And that's a good feature because I am a very fast reader. It's all NLS's fault, right? Because of Library of Congress, you can speed up your books. And so Audible, you can do the same thing too, which I think is great.
Very good.
I like
the music myself because I'm a musician, and you'll ask it to play 70s music or you play a playlist or whatever. But you, of course, can make your own playlist. And if you don't know how to do that, you just ask for music that you like. So let's say you like classical music and you like Beethoven, for instance. You can say, play some Beethoven music or play some Canadian brass quintets, and it'll do that. And then if you like that one, you can say, you could start out by saying, the first thing you should probably do is, which is what I did, is I said, make a playlist. It said, what do you want to call your playlist? And guess what I called it? Woohoo music. So now I just have to say, Alexa, oh, let me see if I'll do it. Alexa, make the volume 8. Alexa, play my Woohoo music playlist.
Shuffling the playlist Woohoo music list and similar tracks on Amazon Music.
New Cupid. Now get up and move, baby. Alexa, stop. The one thing that's nice about that is you can hear some. Once you make a playlist, whatever you call it, then you listen to music and you say, what's that title? What's the name of that? And then you can say, add it to my playlist. Add it to my Woohoo music playlist. And I have a beautiful music playlist that works for an hour, and I can do ride my bike for an hour listening to all my music. It's wonderful. Or I can listen to it on stream. I can do the stream player and listen to Buzzer TV if I want. So those are some options if I really want to exercise, but I don't really know how to do it. And I really love to listen to music at the same time. Well, if you have an Alexa, you can do it that way. And that's one thing I wanted to share here. Anybody else have some comments before we go? I think there's a bunch of hands raised, so maybe we should just go to the group. Well, what do you think, guys?
I just want to mention a couple other things before I forget. One, that if you don't want it to listen to you, they all have a mute button. So you can press that if you don't want it to respond for a particular reason. And the other thing I want to mention real quickly, Amazon bought another company called Ring. And these are doorbells that you can install. I don't have one, but I have set them up for other people. So what it is, basically, if someone comes to your door within a certain radius of it, it kind of lets you know, and you can actually talk to the person. So you don't have to open the door, you know, or if maybe a package is being delivered, or now I guess occasionally you get an animal set it off, but not usually. Usually you come up, so you know when your mail's been delivered. You could talk to the person, you know, if it's delivering a pizza or whatever. Well, of course, you want to open the door for the pizza, but the point is, you know, they're there. And right. So you could be anywhere in the house. You can talk to them, you know, through your phone or through the device. And if you have a show, you can actually see them. So that's and as Curtis mentioned, he didn't want the speakers, but for those of you who are audio enthusiasts, they are, everyone I know who has them are very impressed with the sound quality. I think they're $199 mm-hmm. a piece or something like that, but everyone is very speaks very highly of how good they sound. So I will shut up now. Maybe we can take some questions.
No, you don't have to shut up. That's why you guys are so filled with some really good enthusiastic information for us. One other thing I wanted to share is that if you order something on Amazon and you want to know where your package, you just say, "Where's my stuff?" And
I'll tell you,
package for Janie is going to be delivered on Tuesday, and then it include by 10 p.m. And then it'll tell you when it comes. It'll give you a notification either on your phone how you set it up or on your the piece itself.
Right. So the one thing I noticed about Echo 2 is when you say the name, by default, it doesn't make a noise to let you know that you have her attention. Right now, I don't know, Michael, on the Google Play stuff, do you have to activate that feature or does it automatically go doo-doo to let you know that?
No, I had to turn that on in the settings.
So you have to do it with both of them. So by default, it's very frustrating because you don't know whether she's listening or not. So on mine, I've configured all my devices to go, when I say her name, it makes a noise. And then I say the command and then I hear the doo-doo like when she stopped listening. And you might want to do that. So keep that in mind because there's nothing more frustrating than saying her name and hearing silence because you don't know that she's now awake, right? That's the thing. Now, visually, of course, there's this wonderful light that I guess comes on. Mm-hmm. So if you can see a little bit, that's a moot point that I just made. But I do think it's a source of frustration for some people
who would
like to have the sound, but they don't know how to turn it on.
That's the same problem I have with my wife when I talk. She doesn't answer me. But, Kurt, do you use follow-up mode?
As in, well, no, obviously not, because I don't know what it is.
Like if you mm-hmm. ask what's the weather, and it tells you, 30 degrees, and then without saying the
A-word name,
you could quickly say, how about tomorrow?
And
you could do that for a while. You could multiple things as long as you take about a second or two to just jump in.
Question for the three of you that I need to know. Like sometimes I'll ask a question and I'll go to swallow and she'll start talking before I finish. Is there a way of extending her listening, so it doesn't quickly answer me?
Haven't found it.
It's inconsistent how long it listens, right? Sometimes.
I
think it varies with how many computers are brought to bear when you wake her up, because some days she responds too quickly and other days she responds just fine, right? It's very sporadic. There's no pattern that I've been able to establish with her.
Hence, the best command is Alexa, stop and start.
That's right. That's it. Stop, or quit it.
Thank you. And you know what that proves, Janie? That
what?
The people who, speaking of myself, the people who purport to know things a lot about technology, I didn't know that answer. So people shouldn't feel, bad about that they don't know, but just learn.
That's it.
And another quick tip, if you ask a question and you don't get the response, try wording it differently. Sometimes it comes down to the verbiage that you use. So just play with it.
And don't get madder at it because, I hear people go, "I already asked this. I'm going to tell you again." I'm like, wait a minute. You're talking to him. Anyway. Yeah.
Actually,
I hate voice commands in one sense because I can't spell a word that it's having trouble with, and I can't put things in quotes to say, "Just give me exactly what I said."
Oh, there,
when I want her to, right now, I'm getting this thing, and I'll say, "Play this artist," and by default, the match that she gives me is the artist's name, Holiday. So all of a sudden, I'm hearing Christmas music, and I can't get her back to just play the artist, the non-holiday stuff, because I don't know what the keyword is for not holiday. So if the artist does a lot of Christmas stuff, you're going to get, and if you were doing Christmas stuff but you don't want it anymore, it's really hard to get her to not.
Yeah.
I also have Amazon Music and Apple Music. So sometimes I'll just say, play this artist, and it plays somebody that, with the same name. I'll say, well, play this song from Apple Music. Sometimes it works.
And that's where Google excels. And I was going to say, especially when you're trying to have her spell or give you the definition of a word, Amazon can really screw some of them up, and she just can't get it right. But
Okay. So let's have some of our co-hosts or hosts be able to tell us who have hands raised, and we'll give you the floor once we recognize you. How's that? Anybody have any comments?
I think
or
maybe
questions?
Shelley.
Shelly.
I think I'm unmuted.
You are?
So one way that we use the Echo, if our house is just a ranch style one level house, but on the one end of the house that used to be the garage, it's now a family room. So if you're in that room, we've got echoes in three or four rooms in the house. So if you're in that room and I want to speak to my husband and he's in the bedroom clear at the other end of the house, I do what's called a drop in, and I'll call her Ziggy or whatever, and I'll say drop in, and whatever the echo is in the bedroom, it, you know, drop into the bedroom. Right. And then I can talk, and it's like a intercom system kind of thing. And it sometimes kind of spooks Frank a little bit. Sometimes I'll go, where's that coming from? You know, but it's a really cool way to talk without just, you know, hollering your head off. You can just, you know, talk with somebody. It's kind of fun.
Actually, Shelly, you can set up that drop in with people in other locations. So you could have children in another state and have it set up to do that and talk to your granddaughter and, you know, whatever.
Right. Our son does that. Now, when the phone will ring, but there will be a sound on the Echo that comes on that's like him answering the phone. And so you know that that's who's calling on the phone. And I suppose he could talk to us through the Echo. Right. That's probably what you're saying. But in that instance, he's just given us a notification that he's going to be calling. So it is kind of cool.
Well, great point that you can make phone calls with your Echo. You can call other people.
Now, they have to be connected with an Echo themselves, right? Or not?
I don't believe so. And I haven't used it lately. Google, it does have to be in your address list. I don't think Lady A works that way.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure, though. I haven't used it in a while. But, you know, it used to call anybody. They may have restricted that a little bit. The other thing we're going to talk about is like restaurants asking for their business hours or locations, or how far am I from Trenton, New Jersey? So
not far enough.
Probably.
You can ask lots of interesting things, you know, the population of a place and which state has the most lakes. I mean, anything. You can come up with all kinds of questions and learn from that. Yes, Jerry.
Well, one of the things that you could do to make the drop-in experience better is you could rename the actual dot itself, not the wake-up word. Like the ones in the bedroom are called bedroom. The ones in the living room are called living room. What a thought, right? So you could say drop in on living room, drop in on whatever, or just drop in on all. But and also I found that the Echo Show, which has the actual screen, you can drop in from that from your app while you're away. And it wouldn't help me because I couldn't see what the screen looked, you know. But so you could actually use that. You could see what's going on and hear what's going on in your house.
And I don't know how well it works, but the Echo Show actually has a thing to detect products, right? And we can.
Yes.
Barcodes. How well does that work, actually, in real use?
It works, I would say, 80% of the time. You got to know, with all things, you have to trial and error. You hold the can, then you rotate it a little, rotate it a little.
I'd rather use my iPhone and just do the seeing AI or, you know, that kind of thing.
But it is there.
That's
and
right.
One of the things that we always say is we learn, it's like a buffet. You eat the meat and spit out the bones. So you make a list of all the stuff that you have, all the things you know where to go to. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if I have a question about something, I'll, you know, if it's in Janie's expertise, I'll call her. She never calls me because I don't have expertise. But anyway.
Are there any other hands up? Thank you, Shelly.
Nope. If anyone has any questions. Hands.
No. Okay. Well, let's think what else we can talk about besides what we just did. Oh, did you know it can translate? We can have it say, you know, say the name Jennifer in Latin, Italian, whatever, and it'll give you the translation. So that's kind of good, especially if you're going to be going somewhere. That might be something good on your app, perhaps.
And the other
thing, Gloria just raised her hand.
Oh, good. Gloria, you have the floor, honey.
Gloria. Don't sing, Jerry.
Please.
Hi, thanks. This is Gloria. And I love my Amazon Echo devices, and I always love learning about new things on what to do. But I wanted to share a little something different. I have parrots. I have a macaw. My macaw is fairly young. He doesn't say much. He says hi. He makes a few noises. I've been trying to teach him good morning. I've been trying to teach him his name. It's a simple name, Bam Bam. Who can't say that, right? But what he can say perfectly is, and he can say Alexa, and he can say Alexa Time, and he can say Alexa News. And he has initiated the fart skill, which I have no idea. And he actually, she talks to him, and he
That is adorable.
Oh, I love that.
But the worst part was when I went to my Amazon cart and found a Harry Potter DVD that I had not put there. So he's even shopping. So I think I'm going
to... Oh, my gosh.
Did you buy it for him?
No, I did not. I literally... Every morning, I play bird sounds for the birds from my Echo device. But I have to shut off the microphone because he has, I don't know what he is going to sign up for or what he's going to cancel. So I think I need parental controls for my parrot.
Oh, I love that story. Thank you for sharing that. We needed that nice levity. That was great.
But you need your name. Could. Change your name.
Yeah, and you could add a four-digit code to your purchase. So, you know, that's good for children, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have no PIN number, so he can't actually complete the purchase. He can just put things in the cart. But anyway, one of the things I like to do with my Amazon every morning, though, with my Echo device, is to say good morning to her. And every morning she has an interesting tidbit, like... today actually is Mozart's birthday. It's also
send him a card.
So when Auschwitz was liberated, but every morning you can say usually up to about three times you can say good morning and get usually about three different things about what's going on today. But yes, if you have a parent, be careful what they do. It's scary.
I guess that's the reason why I'm not allowed to have a parrot in the house for now. My kid. But Jamie, there's one thing that you could do.
Go ahead.
You can convert centimeters to inches. Like I was
at a
Bluetooth speaker and it said it was, I don't know, so many centimeters. And I just said, you know, convert 20 and it did. So that's fascinating. But I love that parrot story.
Oh, that was good. Very good. Okay. Anybody else with a hand raised?
No
hands.
Okay. Liz, I'm going to ask you, do you use the Amazon Echo or do you use the Google Assistant?
Oh, yes. I have several Echo devices in my house and I like using them. I love the shopping lists. I talked about shopping earlier. So there's another shopping tip.
Right.
You can make shopping lists and you can make your own types of lists and give them different titles. Like I have a packing list. And so just as I've thought of things to pack for Washington seminar, I've just told it, you know, a lady add umbrella or a lady add coat, you know, just whatever.
Yes.
You can make different kinds of lists. And NFB Newsline is a really good skill to check out. So you can read different kinds of news. You know, you've got your flash briefings, but you've also got all the unabridged stuff from NFB Newsline on there. Mm-hmm. So lots of different options.
Oh, and speaking of food, don't forget that you can do recipes. Thousands and thousands of recipes.
And you could also, if you attach it, sync, whatever the proper word is to your Wi-Fi printer, you could ask it to print your shopping list.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know it would do that. I have a smart Instant Pot, and I was hoping you could do all kinds of different commands with it. But it does at least let you tell it, you know, ask Instant Pot pressure cook 5 minutes or pressure cook 27 minutes. And then there's things like Roombas and all sorts of different smart appliances you can have paired with it.
Yeah, let's talk about that. There is an app called VSync, V-E-S-Y-N-C, and it works with a lot of different devices. I used it with an air fryer. And of course, Amazon has its own microwave that it does convection, you know, we can do a rotisserie chicken and all those things are with voice commands. So you can do a lot of cooking, you know, tell it what temperature, how many minutes. I think even the microwave, it said you could say cook hot dogs and based on how many hot dogs you told wanted to heat, it would add 30 seconds for each hot dog. So if you said four hot dogs, it gave you 2 minutes. So there's a lot of voice control of your appliances. And I have some friends in Pennsylvania who have their whole house wired for that. Just They can cook about anything with their voice.
They're also great as sound machines. If you have trouble sleeping,
yes,
you can do thunderstorm sounds or rain or ocean waves. It's really nice for that.
Yep. My daughter years ago used to bring a white noise for her daughter. And now we just do it on the iPad, you know, put white noise up, and that's what they sleep with, white noise. It's great.
It'll also identify sounds at times.
Yep.
It'll play. I haven't gone into this, but you can make it like a guard dog. Mm-hmm. It'll bark, you know. I mean, it's just fascinating how many different things that it could do. I mean, it's Amazon. Amazing.
Is there anybody in the retreaters that's thinking of getting one that doesn't have one, that has a question we can help you with? Okay, let's see.
I have another. This is Marion again.
Yeah.
One day on this Zoom call, I'll figure out why I don't have hold your hand up, but I got everything. But I have a device that you can attach to Alexa. It's a Honeywell thermostat.
Good.
And I can tell it what temperature I want it in the bedroom, what temperature I want in the office, what temperature I want in the living room, and it will adjust accordingly. The only thing is it brings it back to 72 degrees, which is kind of low in my particular apartment, every night.
So, Mary, can I ask you, do you happen to know the model number?
No, not offhand, but I'm sure that you can get my email address, and I'll
do that.
More than happy to provide it.
I say that is because our apartment went to something called Smart Rent,
yes,
where I could say to the A lady, lock the door.
Yes.
But I cannot say open the door. And I said, why? Then I realized that when I stood outside the door and I locked the door and I was outside, I said, you know, it heard me. So that's why they won't do it. And
right.
Also, I can turn the kitchen light on and off and the dining room light.
Right.
On and off. But I'll get that information. Thank you.
Yeah, there's also a called Echo Bee or Eco Bee. Those work as well. Thermostat. So there's a plethora of appliances, and there's a new standard that's come out, because in the past the problem was trying to make all these devices work and talk to each other. So there's a new standard, so hopefully that's going to help standardize it so you can work between your Amazon, Google, iPhones, and everything.
So Mike, is there a really good thermostat that most blind people would use?
Well, did you ask Mike that?
I don't know which is the best per se, because from what I'm told, they work great until they lose connection to the internet sometimes, and then you have to reset, and sometimes you may need sighted help with that, or
then you freeze.
You're good until the power goes out and comes back on, or you can, you know, maybe throw the breaker switch to it and turn it back on. But Google has one, it's called Nest, and Ecobee, and Honeywell. Mm-hmm. So there's a variety of different thermostats.
Very good. All right, so Alexa, raise the volume to 9. Okay. Alexa, how do you say the senior retreat was great in Spanish?
The senior retreat was great. In Spanish, it's El retiro para personas mayores fue genial.
So there's a little demonstration of that. And how about, what do you think of the retreaters? Alexa, can you clap? Alexa, clap.
Absolutely.
And we mentioned the games, like you could play Jeopardy. And there's also games you can play with other people, which is kind of cool. Like there was there was a music trivia game, and they had like categories like 70s, 80s, 90s, and it would ask a question or play a part of the song. But you could play with someone else at another location. So there's a lot of games in it. If you like games, have that interaction.
It's song quiz.
Song quiz, yes. Thank you.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes.
It's Carolyn again.
Yes.
I have never had an Alexa. I've always had this Google, but my son bought me an Echo Dot, and my daughter tried to hook it up when you guys were talking about it the other day, and we couldn't get it. But so should I? Now I want one. Now I want an Alexa. So you're saying that if I get the Alexa, I shouldn't download the app to hook it up and all that stuff? I mean, I don't. If I get the Alexa, then what do I do next?
You'd use the app on your phone to get it configured so that it knows that it connects to your Wi-Fi and so forth. I will say, though, that you can do almost everything with your Google. It may be slightly different commands, but they're both to me, pretty comparable. Alexa maybe has the edge with certain services. Like, I know people use MLB or whatever for sports, or SiriusXM. I think Jerry mentioned that. I don't know if that works with Google, but Google pretty much does the same thing. So if you have, you know how to activate, I call it her, because I think the default voice is called Holly. They pretty much do the same thing. But
so don't worry about trying to get it. Don't think about maybe having a Google in one room and then having an Alexa in another. I mean, should I do that?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
A possibility.
All the stuff that you're saying that Alexa does, it's just like, my mouth is just like wide open. I mean,
but said you have an Alexa Dot. Did you say that?
Yeah, but we couldn't get it hooked up. But
guess what? Maybe somebody on here like Jerry can call you and talk you through. What do you think, Jer?
Certainly.
Yeah, first of all, I think you need an Amazon account. So even if it's free, so if you don't
have an Amazon account. Yes.
Okay, that's step one.
And good.
Isn't the Dot limited, or does it do as much as
what I just played for you? What I just played for you right now is a very old Dot. It was my brother Joe's, and I took it from him. So if Joe had a Dot, it was probably the first generation, and that's what just played the clap and the translation. So if you could have heard that. It works fine. It's not the same, you know, intensity with music. I mean, if you're really into music, the Amazon Alexa is better. But you know, for answering and everything, it does all the same questions and everything you want to ask it. It'll give you all that stuff. So it's up to you.
Okay.
My number from Janie. Okay.
I still want an Alexa.
Right, but in the meantime, until you get that set up, Google does almost everything that we mentioned. Very close.
Right.
Okay. They're very comparable. You know, just different approaches. But
okay, thank you again.
You're welcome. And I think we have 355. Anybody else with a comment? Final question.
Real quick, that you can also get some Bluetooth headphones or wireless headphones. I have a Bose headphone, and I could either make Google Assistant on it, or I can have the Siri on it, or Alexa. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just so many fascinating things, and you know, it's just amazing.
Yeah, and the goal is to get you to feel comfortable with the technology that you're using. So that's the goal. I want to thank the panel, Curtis and Michael and Jerry, for being here today. I know that this was a very informative panel, and when they get their little thumb drive, they'll be able to listen to this and be able to make sense out of all the things that they can do and refer to it often. You can bookmark it on your NLS digital player, and that will help. It'll be in its own file, and Michael's going to be working on that over the next couple of weeks, and we'll be then getting the thumb drives out to you. So probably look for it, you know, when spring starts. That'll be a great way to start the spring. And I thank everybody for being on this particular session. And Judy, I'm going to pass it over to you. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the technology section for the whole week. I don't know what I'm going to do on Monday. I'm going to be talking to myself for an hour. I'm going to miss you guys, but thank you guys.